Frederic Bastiat.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Well, election time is near, almost. Joe Biden will win the coming election. The Democrats are going to stay in power with the help of the professional Republicans, the Rhino Republicans. I'll tell you already what will happen. The Democrats are going to remain in power. Even if, and they won't, should the Republicans pull something up, which they won't, the Republican Party does not have a chance in this coming election. The Rhino Republicans are the only ones that will come out smelling like a rose, because they'll keep their positions of power in the coming administration because they're Democrats also. The Democrat Party will retain, stay in power. They won't be replaced. Their hold on the direction that this nation has gone, is going, and will go, is going to be in their control. So, for the hopefuls hoping that there can be a change, even the hopefuls in the Republican Party hoping that Ron DeSantis could possibly maybe win the presidency. No, Ron DeSantis is a globalist. He is there by the, he is put in position by the globalists, which are another leg of the Democrat Party, the main leg. They have put DeSantis there. He is one of them. He's only there to steal votes. Ron DeSantis does not want to be president of the United States. Don't be fooled. He doesn't want that. He's having a hard enough time in Florida. He doesn't want to be president. But he'll go along with the program. If the powers in Europe, in the Pilgrim Society in London, and in New York, Pilgrim Society, these two facets of the same stone are putting DeSantis in there as backup, just in case, but mainly to steal votes from Trump. Mr. Kennedy, there is no way that he will win this election. I don't care how popular he is. His father, the Kennedy lineage, he is not going to win. He has no chance to win. There's a lot of hype. It's vanity. I'm saying it is vanity. It is nothing but hot air. Kennedy will not win this election. DeSantis will not win. Nikki Haley, she will not. She has no chance. None. She cannot win. There will never be a woman president of the United States of America. I have stated this ever since I began broadcasting on this station. and even before it. When I was in Las Vegas, 2005 through 2008, I said the same thing back then. There will never be a woman to take the presidency of the United States of America. The Bible states there will never be a woman president of this empire. This great, great empire that will exist at the end of the most marvelous time in mankind's history, to the time before Christ returns. And the world will be, will reach its peak, the glory of the world, the nations, the splendor, you might say, of mankind, the best of mankind, is now. It will become better. It will be a greater world after Christ returns and sets up his kingdom. Nikki Haley doesn't have a chance. She will steal votes from Trump. That's it. Now, going to Donald Trump. Donald Trump will not win. He cannot win. He will not resume power in the United States of America. In fact, his political career is almost come to an end. DeSantis will have a political career after the election. Haley, well, not really. And Kennedy, yes, he will have a political career after the election. Donald Trump, his political career is going to be he's in the waning days of his influence politically in this country. So I'm going to begin with that. The program, The Present Truth, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The podcast, 1360khnc.com, to The Present Truth section. We'll be back, resume in a few minutes.
The Tree Farm's Gardener Sale, going on now.
The Tree Farm has been family-owned and cared for since 1980. Now get 25% off all sizes of flowering shrubs, including lilacs, spirea, rose of Sharon, and more. Three-year-old old-fashioned purple or white lilacs, now just $67.46 each. Visit thetreefarm.com. The Gardener Sale at the Tree Farm, going on now.
Let's you see. Take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Personally, I don't see anything but a bad moon rising. I see trouble coming. I don't expect that you believe me. I don't expect you share my views, agree. But the thing is this. I look at the political world, but I've never felt to really investigate the politics of this country, other than maybe kind of in an overt way. I look at power structure. I don't look at votes. I don't look at precincts. I look at these matters. I look at power structures. I look at the dynasties in this country from its beginning. If you look at the dynasties, you can basically tell. It's like heavy rains. I have a friend. He grew up on a farm. His father was a farmer. And he learned how to, they call it, cut a ditch. Like if you want to take water from a pool or a small reservoir and you want to take it through your property so that you can irrigate, you can actually, he did this by eye, just by eye. He knew where to trace to put that ditch so that the water would gradually, not at a high rate of speed, just gradually flow, and then they could tap in along that ditch to water the field. If you follow dynasties, you'll have that ability to see where the water is going to flow, to see what will happen. This country was not what was in transition, but it took a accelerated rate that accelerated the greatness of America, to make us great. That began with the railroads during the time of Abraham Lincoln. It was at the time of Lincoln and beyond where America began to take root as a nation internationally and began to become powerful through our industry. And this was done through dynasties. I'll mention names. Later on, the DuPonts, late 1800s, Carnegie. You had the, who was it that built, began, Getty. And the main individual, the family, Rockefeller. These dynasties began and they shaped America. Later on, you would have Ford and you would have individuals like this, Edison. You look at the dynasties and you will see what will happen. Now let's jump across the ocean to Europe. You look at the Rothschilds. It was the Rothschilds that began to take Europe and bring Europe into a more modern standard of living in every way. But in America, from the time that John Rockefeller came into, from the time that he became a He owned New York City by 1889. He owned it. This man, when he began building his empire within an empire, if he hadn't built that empire, America, empire, would not be what it is today. And to this very day, the Rockefeller dynasty has a hold on everything in this country still, presently. through foundations in the Rockefeller lineage. All of the sons were important. Nelson Rockefeller, David, they all, from generation to generation, they were great powers. Individually, you could say they were great men. These people, to this very day, are the ones who direct who sits in office. Unless God intervenes and allows things that they do not like to take place. I guess I could put it this way. You know, in the ocean, you have whales. Well, very few fish can swim with the whales. The whales have a company to themselves. They only travel with whales. They don't travel with sharks. They don't travel with tuna. They don't travel with minnows. They don't travel with sunfish here on the mainland, I guess. They don't. They are a company, a creature to themselves. And it's the same with these dynasties. They are a company that you cannot become part of their world. You can't do anything without their permission. In society, you are not allowed to go to their parties. You're not allowed to vacation with them. They handpick who their children are going to marry. And I'm just using the Rockefeller family as an example. I'm not talking about all the other power, the powerful men of the country, individuals of the country. It's like the rulers of Europe and all the nations, the monarchies. Same thing, but just different in this country. Now, you can't swim with the whales. You can't travel with the whales. You don't follow them through the seasons. You can't. You can't go to the depths that they go to. And these whales that I'm talking about, these dynasties, the reason you can't travel with them is because unless you are part of their secret societies, you are not allowed into their world. You have to be involved in Satanism. And if you are going to be part of their world, you have to swear. You have to basically sell your soul to them. You have to sell your soul. Now, in the world of politics, as the presidencies of this country, there's only one individual that was ever put in office in the last 50 years. And I'm excluding Reagan, too. Reagan was a politician. He was allowed in that world. He was allowed to play with them, to be with them, to dine with them, to bump elbows with them. He was governor of California, sworn in 1966. He got to be part of that world because he was one of them. And they didn't really want him to be president in 1980. But they controlled him through George Bush Sr. Now, Donald Trump is the only insider or the only outsider that never became an insider. He was the only one that was ever in their system and their company, and he was the only one that was allowed for a brief period of time to travel with them. And they didn't like it. He disrupted everything, as we know. They did everything to hinder him, stop him, stymie him, put boundaries on him to shackle him. But still, because of outside forces, God reaching from his eternity into time for his purpose, for his plan, for the safety of the American people temporarily and the safety of the world, allowed Donald Trump to swim with these whales, to go to their depths, but not in evil. He didn't swear oaths to them. He's not a devil worshiper. But he was put in place by God Almighty to fulfill a prophecy, a riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of seven kings. Eight administrations, but seven kings. Donald Trump is the seventh king. He's the only noble king of the seven, starting with Jimmy Carter. The only noble. Whether you consider him to be noble, you can argue with what the Bible says. The Bible says he is a noble king, a noble president. I'm not going to apologize for the things that happened to him that where he may have been deceived, and I can't apologize for the people that he only had a small group of people to pick from. He didn't have people that were like-minded like him. Even Mike Pompeo, everybody thought Pompeo was such a great advocate for Donald Trump. Pompeo is a globalist. The girls, Sanders, and the other two ladies, these were true people, I believe, women that were put in Trump's presence to really help him, to speak on his behalf. And they did a great job, all three of them. Kudos to them. But Donald Trump was allowed in that company of very powerful, satanic, occult, Luciferian, Illuminati, secret society dynasties. Though he himself wasn't. He was trained in that world by God, being his teacher from the time he was a young man, putting his father, his family, in positions where Donald would travel and see and even donate to Republicans or Democrats, to those people. He wasn't one of them. He was allowed by God to be in that world, and he's still in it. And they're still giving him, he's still giving this political world trouble. But I look at dynasties, and I say, this dynasty that is coming, the dynasties that have ruled this country, are going to, once again, I don't know this time if they're going to put the person that they want in. They're going to be shocked when the one that follows Donald Trump and Joe Biden, Joe Biden is just an extension of Barack Obama. But when Barack Obama comes back to power, even the company of whales that swim in the occult, they're not going to see him coming. There are some in that world that will, but for the most part, they won't. The rhinos, they will not see what's coming. Lindsey Graham, all of them, they are going to shake when they see Barack Obama come back to power. This is my view. I'm coming from a biblical perspective. You don't have to agree with me, but we're going to watch and see what happens. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey, Joe Giganti, host of The Regular Joe Show. Together we'll tackle the hottest topics, be it politics, entertainment, or the culture, unapologetically through the lens of true conservatism, weekday morning starting at 7 on KHNC 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Hello, this is George Sawtooth, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show, The George Sawtooth Hour, on Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m., where we will explore wacky subjects together. See you then.
There's a revolution, all right. The world is a revolt against empire, against American world hegemony. With the dynasties, we have two dynasties, two powerful dynasties going back over 100 years. And these dynasties have always been at war with Russia. The name of the dynasties is Rockefellers in this country and Rothschilds in Europe. These dynasties have tried to destroy Russia from the early 1900s, 1907, to the Bolshevik Revolution. Now, there's something that I've been looking into. Another dynasty, the dynasties of the czars in Russia. And I had been reading a little bit about Vladimir Putin. See, Vladimir Putin comes from a lineage, and because I don't have access to Russian history, I don't know, but I do believe that Vladimir Putin, his lineage goes back to the dynasties of Russia. They have to. In Russia, when Putin was stationed in Germany before the Berlin Wall came down, he had great credibility with the Russian presidents. and he was educated at the finest Russian in the finest Russian education system. Better than basically the way we're educated in the U.S. And he, for some reason, was able to be positioned, but never put in harm's way. But he was positioned to, just like Donald Trump, when Donald Trump was young, I know the hand of God was on his life to put him in places to meet people, to be real into real estate, to work with finances, to eventually having his own television program. All these things were not accidental. I believe that in time, God works with every human being, and the hand of God is upon every human being, including the individuals that belong to the devil. And I did a program on Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, this last Sunday. And in that, in that program, I tried as clearly as possible to present to the listeners a mystery that God has given Satan people that will worship Satan to each generation, starting from the time of Eve and Adam and Eve. Satan has a right to have access to human beings that will serve him, because Satan has to build his kingdom of darkness. I personally have viewed Klaus Schwab and Anthony Fauci, George Soros, Henry Kissinger, many of these type of Adolf Hitler. I believe that Satan does have a right to have human individuals from generation to generation, generationally. I've looked at the occult Rockefeller family. I've looked at the occult Rothschild family. Satan has to have an army, has a right to mankind, certain individuals, because Satan was allowed to build his kingdom of darkness, and to build that kingdom of darkness, he has to have access to human beings, and God has allowed it. It's a mystery. I believe that God's hand is on even those individuals that serve Satan. His hand was upon Adolf Hitler, allowing him to do what he did. Schwab, these people in the pharmaceutical companies, Biden. Satan has to build his kingdom. These men were allowed to serve Satan from generation to generation to generation to generation. Trump was used by God, trained by God when he was young, to be in the position he was in to become president, which he should never have been allowed in this world where these individual dynasties travel. Trump was allowed to be there. Same with Vladimir Putin. His lineage, I just read briefly a little bit about his lineage. I wasn't paying attention. I should have archived that. I should have archived that article that I was reading. But it was talking about his lineage. He was not a commoner. His lineage, he came from a very powerful lineage. I thought you should know that. Not accidentally. He's not there accidentally. Put there, I believe, also by God. And like I stated yesterday on the program, Russia has been the nation used by God, a nation that is in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, that will be great at the end of the world, a nation that this nation and these two families, Rockefellers and Rothschilds, have tried to destroy over the last 120 years. But because Russia has the destiny to be great, they couldn't do it. The occult world, they hate Bible prophecy because they know they can't change it. They try to change prophecy by destroying Russia in 1915, 16, 17, 18. They couldn't do it. During the time of Adolf Hitler, couldn't do it. The time of Ronald Reagan, couldn't do it. Time of Bill Clinton, couldn't do it. Time of Barack Obama, couldn't do it. Eventually, Russia is going to be punished by God, not totally destroyed. Russia has a future plan going into the future 1,000 years. But Russia is going to be punished in an invasion which she will be involved with. She and other nations will be involved in an invasion into the Middle East. And with that involvement, Russia will be punished. And when Russia's punished, it will be 5/6 of Russia will be destroyed. But Vladimir Putin has been the man that has been making Russia great, because he has to be. Russia has to exist. And Russia has been the force, the nation that has hindered empire.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
This is Steve from the Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado. We're looking for some technicians. If you're looking for a place to work where they don't expose you to dangerous chemicals, where they don't yell at you, where you're not forced to work like a slave, and you look forward to going to work every day, come talk to us. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, in Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
So with the coming election, the Republican Party, the conservatives, we don't have a chance. I don't like to present it to you that way, but I can lie to you, but I'm telling you the truth. Now, this was out of Daily Mail, and the White House press secretary was asked a question about whether Biden is going to survive a full second term in office. She dodged that question. And, of course, he's not going to survive. He's barely surviving this term that he's in presently. The DMV denied his request for a driver's license. He can't drive a shopping, he can't drive a golf cart. They won't let him near that. He thinks that the red button there in the White House, which he's not in the White House even, he thinks that red button is Rudolph the reindeer's red nose. So he's not capable. Of course he's not going to win, or he's not going to live through the second term. He's going to win. The Democrats are going to resume power. And then I had mentioned this yesterday, and I had a friend that told me yesterday after the program that what I had thought I had read, what I thought I had heard was true. There was talk about Joe Biden, his running mate for this coming election, Kamala Harris. It would be Barack Obama. And there's talk about would that be constitutionally allowed? Will the law allow that? But, see, the Democrats, and it's not the Democrats, it's the dynasties, it's the individuals, the powers that be behind the scenes that use all of the agencies in this country. These people control the Senate. They control the House, basically. They control Supreme Court. They control the military. They have influence over every segment of government in this country. And if the Rockefellers in 1889 could own New York City, and all the documentation shows that every single presidential election they were involved in the direction of swaying the vote, who was going to be put in positions, that's just in this country. But because this country is empire, the dynasties are not going to allow this time the Democrats to lose power. That's it. The last time the Republicans were allowed to resume to have control over this country to a degree was when Donald Trump was in office. To a degree. They didn't like it. In spite of his time in office, they protested. They were in revolt. They were in riot, which we see, which we have witnessed. Now, with the coming election, let's say that Barack Obama were allowed to be the running mate with Joe Biden, hypothetically. Guarantee Joe Biden would die right after the election was finished. Accidentally, naturally, would he fall, you know, down the stairs? Or would he just one night not wake up? Well, who would be president? Barack Obama. I have stated for years that Barack Obama would once again resume power as president of this nation. And people have been through the years looking, especially in the last 3 years, the talk that who is the one that is giving Joe Biden, who is directing everything from behind the curtain. And more and more articles that I'm reading, everyone is admitting that Barack Obama has been directing things from behind the scenes. And the one thing that he is directing behind the scenes is a return to power. And now I just hear that there's a possibility that he would be the vice president, that he would be Joe's pick for, it wouldn't be Joe's pick for vice president, it would be, he would pick himself. If he truly is running things from behind the curtain, he will pick himself. Kamala Harris doesn't have a chance. No way. I have to laugh when I think about Kamala Harris. I really do. She's not capable. And with Joe Biden, he's not capable either. And on the Democrat ticket, there's nobody capable. There's only one individual. Only one individual. There's only two individuals, like I stated yesterday, that with the crisis that this country is in and the problems that are coming that escalate every day, the only one that would be able to run this country, two individuals, Donald Trump or Barack Obama. They're the only two individuals. Who do you think is going to resume?
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs.
970-800-3693. So I guess what I'm saying briefly, now, this is my opinion. It's my view. I'm not asking you to agree. All the mechanisms are in place for the Democrats to resume, to stay in power, to resume, to continue, to flow. The dynasties that fought Trump in his first election, they won't make that mistake again. What won the election for Donald Trump was three debates with Hillary Clinton. Those three debates, Hillary didn't have a chance. There will be no debates with Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Joe Biden wouldn't have a chance in any debate with Hillary Clinton. There will be no debates. And when Donald Trump, the only individual, there was no Republican candidate that would have been able to stand toe-to-toe with Hillary Clinton, except for Donald Trump. Not Rubio, not Jeb, low-energy Jeb, nobody. Paul, the only individual by the hand of God was Donald Trump. And in every one of those debates, you should go back and look, Donald Trump defeated her. Every time she opened her mouth, Donald Trump knew exactly how to come back. And he did. He knew how to frustrate her. By the second debate, Hillary Clinton, I think it was the second debate, she mentioned the matter of Russian collusion. Trump was colluding with the Russians. I believe it was the second debate. I should go back and look. But I knew by the hand of God, she had lost all three. She had lost the election. Obama knew she had lost also. The occult world knew she had lost. All the occult world behind her couldn't put her back together again. But there will be no debate in this coming election. I don't know what the scenario is going to be. All I know is the Democrats will resume, continue into the future. And I know that within the country, political analysts, they also know the truth. Now, should Joe Biden pick, or should Barack Obama pick himself to run for as vice president? I don't know. I do know that there is going to come a time when the Democrat Party, they are going to destroy this Constitution along with the Rhino Republicans. It's just a matter of time. I've been watching the Con, watching what they've been planning to do from the time of Henry Kissinger back in the 70s. I see the momentum, and right now, the only two people that could do something, be effective to do anything in this country, to help this country, Donald Trump or Barack Obama. And we know through Obama's record, he didn't do anything because racial strife, division, he hates Christians, he hates God, he hates everybody, everything other than himself. Never, ever in the history of mankind have I personally, by studying history, have seen anybody as narcissistic as Barack Obama. Donald Trump doesn't even compare to him. But anyhow, that's it for today. Join me tomorrow for the Olive Tree and for the Present Truth Program. And podcasts are 1360khnc.com. Rick Rodriguez. Hopefully, you'll be back tomorrow.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
To all the Tommy's Barbers and Blades customers out there, we appreciate you so much. We're doing a gift card giveaway the entire month of June. All you have to do is tell a friend to come in and see us or make an appointment and make sure they tell them your name and KHNC as the code, and both of you are in the drawing for $100 each of a gift card. Your friend gets entered once, you can get entered for as many times as you tell your friends. So make it happen. 720-745-0783.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.